Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, let us dig a little deeper. As I said last week, this week we'll begin to look at how Christ is our sanctification. So open up your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Buckle up your seatbelt, my friend, and just go along for the ride as we begin to look at Christ is our sanctification. Now, as we said many times in the past, the natural man, that which is outside of our union with Christ, has no life in himself. These, or anybody outside of Christ, are just dead men and women walking. And most are working their way, not to heaven, but to hell. You know, there is no soft way to share this truth. There's no sugarcoating the fact. But being outside of Christ, the very best anyone can ever hope for is a merciful life from God until they close their eyes in death. Now, here is the truth, and here is a twist, a truth, that hope always gives fallen mankind. But it is only from that life, that is, by its very nature, that holy character can emerge. Let me clarify. Unless there is a life within, by its very fabric, there can be nothing of holiness that can come from it. And the only holy life that exists is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The only holy life that exists anywhere in the galaxy, in the world, is Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 3:6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. That, my friend, is as clear as it gets. Natural man cannot produce or birth or gender or create anything that is of the Spirit, in spite of what denominations and churches will tell you. Oh no, my friend, you cannot work your way nor pay your way to heaven through paying your tithes or giving gifts and offerings. If we do not allow God to produce His Spirit in us, then all we could ever be is flesh, and flesh only breeds more flesh and more flesh. So this means that the natural man of a Christian, not a sinner now, the natural man of a Christian, wow, which is outside of our union with Christ, cannot birth anything that is of Christ. Wow. Let me please say it in other words. There are no materials found in the natural man, nothing found in him that can be used to form Christ's character in us, or can be used in any way so that, you know, works in our life that will lead us along the path of sanctification. Now, this is huge, my friend. We must grasp this with our spirit and never let it go. Believers are only those whose spirit is united with the Spirit of Christ. Let me say that again. A believer is only those whose spirit is united with the Spirit of Christ. Now, I know often I say Christians and some believers I know to show a line in the sand or a difference between a Christian and a believer. And guess what, my friend? There is a huge difference here. A Christian often has little to no walk with the Lord. Maybe they have asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins at some level, and if they would die, God would make the call about heaven. At most funerals, I'm very, very careful not to put a Christian in heaven, as that is God's call, not mine. But a believer, someone who has walked with the Lord for some time, a disciple of Christ, their life reflected, and there's evidence of a spiritual lifestyle where Christ has been formed in them to the degree. Some degree. And in my humble opinion, I give more sway and conviction in my belief that they have made it to heaven. Not based on their age or works or any of that stuff, but based on their godly witness and character. If our appraisal of someone is not after the Spirit, then all we will know them is after the flesh. And as I said, we must grasp and never let go of this truth, being a new creation, a new creature in us, in Christ Jesus. And yes, all that is outside of that new creature, that new creation in our spirit remains a part of our natural man. Our natural man, which is, now open up your spirit here, includes, you ready? Hope you're sitting down, our emotions. Wow. Now remember this statement the next time your favorite Christian song comes on and you get goosebumps. Wow. So outside of that union is our emotions, our soul, or part of our psyche capabilities, our physical bodies, and yes, our natural mind. Wow. Now that is a whole lot of us. And yet, in all of this is simply no material available within our natural man that can produce the character of God or holiness to any degree. No, only that which is to dwell in each of us, that dwells in a believer, and that is Jesus Christ, can make us holy. Wow. Wow. With the progression of thought here, we should be teetering on a very important question, and on the edge of this very important question, and that would be, how does one become sanctified? Wow. Does God act upon our natural man and somehow mold and shape, maybe transform our natural man so that we can look and speak or maybe act like Jesus? No. Or do we ourselves mold our natural man into a state of holiness by doing good works, building Christian character, or through some act of self-denial? No. Oh, no, my friend. In fact, sanctification is never the result of our natural man. Let me say that again. Sanctification is never the result of our natural man being molded so that it looks or acts like Jesus. Rather, now listen, sanctification is the result of our natural man coming under the work of the cross of Christ. Wow. Sanctification is the result of our natural man coming under the work of the cross, and that natural man being crucified, so that Jesus Christ himself, the Christ who already dwells within us and can be seen in us and is to be seen out to the world. Wow. Go back to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have this treasure, Jesus Christ in us. Christ is the treasure. In earthly vessels, we are those earthly vessels. Then Paul tells us what is to be the relationship with the treasure, Jesus, and the earthen vessels, us. Now here it is. That the excellency of the power, or the word there is the virtue, and value, might be of God and not of us. In other words, the vessel, that would be us, holds the treasure. Wow. Wow. We hold Christ in us. But the earthen vessel, us, is not the treasure. Jesus is, and never will we ever be the treasure. But the treasure must be seen. Jesus must be seen. And so the earthen vessel must be broken and crucified out of the way. Let me say that again. The earthen vessel, us, we must be crucified and broken out of the way so Christ can be seen. Then the treasure, Christ, can be seen. I doubt you ever heard this message in your church, nor is it shared in most churches. So maybe that is why Christ, the treasure, is not seen in most churches today and in the world. Not too many Christians want to be broken. Let me say that again. Not too many Christians want to be broken. Watchman Nee said, "The broken alone are useful to God." Wow, let me say that again. The broken alone are useful to God. Not too many Christians want to be broken. Not too many Christians want to feel like a horse, put that saddle on and a bit in their mouth, and allow the Holy Spirit to teach them and break them and mold them and correct them. Not too many Christians want that, and that's why there's not too many Christians that are ever really used of God. It takes that work of the Holy Spirit coming under the cross of Christ, breaking us so that Christ can be free. And the more work that we allow Christ to do in our life, the more breaking we allow Christ to do in our, you know, in our, you know, in our mind and in our hearts, the more Christ will be able to be seen through us. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trust that you have a great week. More next week on the sanctification of Christ through us. Amen.